We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
You know, for a number of weeks now, I've been anxious to talk with you about several things. Haven't had a chance. Because when we're heavy-handed with guests, I really like to give them the time because they have interesting things to say. Most of the time about things I know little about. That's why we have the guests on. But there are things that have been on my mind. One has to do with impending weather and your travel plans. Another has to do with that woman that was on a ship in the Mediterranean, I think it was, and wound up in the drink for 4 hours. Amazingly, they saved her. I don't think I could survive 4 hours in cold water. I don't think I could survive 20 minutes. We could keep working that backwards, people. A deep water? Man, I like to know my feet can touch the bottom, even if I have to, you know, bounce down 3 feet deeper than I am tall, because I know I can bounce back up again. You're talking deep water and big waves, but we have to talk about her and that experience and the press associated with it. And, first I need to correct something. And when we finished the first hour today, somebody in the control room said to me, it's not mole, it's mule. Which only shows you how much I know about, you know, things related to drugs. And if you missed it, in a couple of days, you'll be able to go to travelers411.com, where you can download the podcast, and you've got 52 weeks to download the podcast. Or you can go to sabrams.com and click on the show notes, and you'll be able to click on listen to the archived audio, and that stays forever and ever and ever. So I want to talk about, you know, this hurricane and tropical storm season that we're in, and the story about the ship and the woman that found herself overboard. And we're going to do all that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ring in the new year with the Boston Pops and Seth MacFarlane on December 31st at 10:15 p.m. Party the night away with the Boston Pops and very special guest, Seth MacFarlane. There will be a cash bar and several dining options available. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. on December 31st. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
Well, a woman was rescued, a British woman, and she was on board a ship that you can find easily by just going to Google, and you'll find the story. I'm sure you saw it in the news, and I really don't want to discuss the cruise line at all because, frankly, the same thing could have happened on any ship and shouldn't have happened on any ship. And I want to talk about it just in generalities. When I heard the story I started tracking it down because I have to tell you, it has been my experience that in order to fall off a cruise ship, you have to be suicidal. You have to want to tempt death or leave this life. The only way you could potentially find yourself in the sea is if you do something really stupid. Like maybe you've got a patio deck terrace thing on your cabin. And the way most ships are built today, most cabins have, they've done away with the decks. It's a pity, by the way. I mean, although, you know, as nice as it is to have your own little patio, I don't know how much time people actually sit out there when you're on a cruise ship. You know, maybe you're going to have a glass of wine in the afternoon and maybe you're going to have a cup of coffee in the morning, but why would you be spending your time sitting on your little deck by yourself? There was always something lovely. Cruise ships in the past were built with wraparound decks. And on every deck, you could walk around the whole deck pretty much unobstructed. And that gave a whole lot of space when you were in a port and you were about to leave. And they did that confetti stuff with the streamers and whatever. And you could always find a spot at a rail on some deck because there was so much deck space. And it was lovely. And you got to meet people that way. You know, it wasn't like by the day you got off the ship, you're seeing all these faces you never saw before. And you've been on the ship a week or longer. And yet you never interface with all these people who are getting off when you're getting off. Total strangers. It's not how it used to be in cruising. Cruising today is so different from cruising decades ago. And if you go decades before that, it was, you know, only the millionaires, elegantly wealthy, who were using it as transportation because there were no flights. There were no airplanes going from this place or that place. And you went by ship elegantly, swelligantly. So today, two things happen. Number one, if you're on the wrong side of whatever attraction there is to see, whether it's something on land that you're passing or, you know, there's another cruise ship going by or I don't know what. If you're not on that side of the ship, you don't get to see it at all because unless you go and make friends with somebody in a cabin, you know, go across the hall and bang on their door. And generally speaking, there are very few spots where there are open decks anymore on cruise ships. But if you were on your little veranda and you decided like a complete fool to, let's say, you're not gymnastic enough to just put your hands on the rail, put your back to the rail, and boost yourself up and sit on the rail. Maybe you're going to climb onto a chair and then a table on your little patio. And then you're going to sit on the rail. And when the ship hits a wave from the wake of some other vessel out there at sea, you're going to go bouncing off. So they say this British woman fell off the ship in Croatia. Jeez, Louise. I don't know how that happens. And I called a newspaper in the UK because the woman lives in the UK. And there was one newspaper called The Star that did some in-depth interviews and stories. They interviewed her. They interviewed her father. I don't know who else they interviewed, but if you go online, you can find some really comprehensive, in-depth stuff that was published in The Star. So I called the star. And I found out that the person I had to speak to, I think his name was Corey. I have it written down somewhere. And he wasn't in. And it was like a Friday. So I had to wait till Monday, which made me crazy. This is a couple weeks back when it happened. And I called back again and again, and I kept missing him. So I don't know if he was out covering stories or, you know, he's got the kind of job you want when you're never in the office. And I spoke with another woman there, and she said, well, he's not in today, but I have to tell you that we have been asked not to do any more interviews or call them or write any more or say any more. And her father is not a happy person that, you know, all this coverage has gone on, although he willingly gave the interviews. And, I mean, after all, if somebody comes to you for an interview and you just don't even say hello or you hang up on them, you don't have to worry about, you know, giving the interview. You just don't give it. I suspect there's an attorney in there somewhere who told them, don't have any more conversations with the press. And I suspect that there's something afoot to find a way to compensate this woman for whatever happened. But I want to talk more about that after these important messages, so stay with me.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at historic Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelsons returns for his fifth season to lead the Boston Symphony, one of the world's great orchestras in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites. This season, thrill to the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, Copland, and more. Become a new BSO subscriber or renew your subscription series. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806.
That's 855-858-5806.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here. Traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal, experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat, I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I've been chatting about the woman who fell off the cruise ship near 95 kilometers from Croatia, which is probably about 58 miles or something like close to that. 100 kilometers is 62 and a quarter miles. So 95 kilometers, a little less than that. So I figure it's about 59, 58 miles from Croatia. I'm not a good enough swimmer to swim 58 miles, are you? But I'm also smart enough and like living enough that I do my best not to put myself in situations that can end my life. This woman was so lucky. The way the story came out, nobody even knew she... The captain didn't know, according to what I've read. So I have no other information than that, than what's been made public through newspapers. And listen, I've been to meetings going back decades. The first town hall meeting I ever went to was in Smithtown, New York, in Suffolk County. And it was amazing because the next day in Newsday, the regional newspaper, there was a report of this town meeting. And I was there for the whole meeting. I was there before it started. I was there at the end shaking people's hands. This is decades ago when we lived in Smithtown. And what was amazing to me was the only thing that I would say was accurate, that the reporter got right, was the date of the meeting, the time of the meeting, when it started at 7 p.m., and the location at Smithtown Town Hall. After that, people's names were spelled wrong. The quotes that they attributed to people, they never said. They just never, that person never said that. And when they did get sort of a quote attributed to somebody, it was almost right, not 100% accurate. And I read through it and I said, it brought back my father's words in my ears when I was probably 3 or 4 years old. And he said, if you believe half of what you see and a quarter of what you hear, you'll be all right. So the information I have is all based on what's been written up about this woman finding herself in the water. And because there's now an attorney telling the father talk to no one, I'm going to guess maybe there is some canoodling around for a lawsuit or a settlement or I don't know what. In what I have read, it states that it took 2 hours till the news got to the captain. That seems odd. And she was in the water 4 hours before she was rescued. But I have to tell you, I haven't been on the particular ship they're talking about. But I have done a lot of sailing on cruise ships. I'm talking a lot of sailing on cruise ships. There is one cruise ship I fell in love with and cruised 143 nights on that one ship, not consecutively, over a few years. But I was on that ship 3-4 times a year. Well, it wasn't all the same ship. It was the cruise line. And actually, just so you know, it was Holland America. So we achieved the Mariner Award, where they give you this medallion. Looks like you won the bronze medal at the Olympics on this fancy ribbon. What's the old story? That and a dollar will get you on the subway? I bet the subway's even more now. I haven't been to the subway in a long time. The first time I went on a ship with my children, my son was 6. And he was all boy and a mile long. He was active and he was energetic, but he was also well behaved and polite. And I thought he had reached the point of being civilized enough that we could take him on a cruise ship and not feel I was inflicting childish behavior on the other passengers. And both of my children rose to the occasion and loved the experience. I have to tell you, if you have a baby, the best vacation is on a cruise. You don't have to pack and unpack. You get on one time. You can engage people on board to babysit while you go to dinner. When you have a baby who's not walking yet, it's easy. They're not running around. You're not chasing them. They're in their stroller, they're in their crib, they're wherever you put them. Wherever you put them down, that's where they are. You just still have to keep your eye on them if they crawl. But I remember getting on the ship, and at the time, it was the Cunard Princess. Long since gone. And my first impression was, I better tell my children they better be in my eyesight at all times. Until I got on the ship and walked around and realized you have to be suicidal. You're not going to just fall overboard. You have to do something really stupid. And I knew that wasn't going to happen. So I allowed my children, who were 6 and 10, to go to other decks, to other things, as long as they didn't go to the pool deck without me. And I don't know whether I'd be so laissez-faire today, given how the world has changed since they were children. But at that time, that was a safe thing to do. Stay together. If you're changing decks, you come and you tell me where you are. So I always know what deck you're on. But if you looked around, there was no way you were finding a little corner you could fall through and go overboard. You would have had to go to some serious effort to put yourself in jeopardy. So I'd be fascinated to find out really what happened with that woman. And there's all kinds of conjecture and whatever, but I wouldn't be so quick to rush to judgment that there's some negligence on the part of the cruise line until I really had investigated it. And sometimes you read or hear things, and there's all kinds of conclusions that are jumped to that aren't deserving. So you have a look. And we're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to talk to you about a place that is dangerous, particularly for children, at airports. And I want you to pay attention to it. We'll be right back.
Don't rock. the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I was talking about safety issues at sea as it relates to passengers doing silly things. And generally, sometimes people get a little too relaxed, feel a little too comfortable, drink a little too much, and behave a little foolishly. And get over exuberant, and it ends in some kind of awfulness. That's never a good thing. But, you know, there's a difference between an act of negligence on the part of a travel supplier and an accident happening because the guest is behaving like a lunatic, which happens far too often. And nonetheless, you know, the bad press associated is never a good thing for the travel industry in general and the supplier in particular. And, you know, I like to kind of balance the scales a little bit. But I have to tell you, the first time I got on a cruise ship with my children and I, you know, really looked at it from a whole different vantage point than I ever looked at a ship before, to see where were the places where, for instance, my son could have gotten into trouble. And I, you know, Now, today, I would not allow my children to just go off unsupervised from one deck to another. But they grew up in a whole different time. In fact, they grew up in a time where it was almost standard procedure. When you stayed at a lovely hotel and you took your children to dinner at 5 or 6 in the evening in a place like Spain or Portugal where the most popular time for having dinner is 11 o'clock at night. You know how you tell who's American in Spain and Portugal? Walk by the restaurants at 9 o'clock at night. You'll see them lined up from 8:30 onward waiting for the restaurants to open. They're the first people seated in the restaurants in Spain and Portugal, because they eat late there. So we're all starving. But it wouldn't have been unusual for us to take our children to a cafe at 6 in the evening in Spain or Portugal, or 5:30, and order them soup and croquetas and chorizo frito. What's that? Fried sausages and the shrimp and olive oil and garlic. And yes, they developed gourmet taste buds early on. And a salad and a dessert. And that was dinner. And then we would take them back to the hotel, get them bathed in pajamas, their stories, into bed, and either have someone from the hotel, an off-duty housekeeper or somebody that specialized in babysitting, come to the room and stay in the room. Or when we were in smaller places, you get into the outskirts of, you know, out of the big cities and whatever, the standard operating procedure, and the same on a cruise ship, was put them in bed, take the phone off the night table between their twin beds, and the switchboard would listen in on them. And they knew where you were, either in the restaurant or the hotel or a dining room on the ship or at the show or whatever, and they come and get you. And I'll never forget Maggie. I bet Maggie's not on the planet anymore, because this was some time ago. Although she might be. She worked for the Cunard Line. She was a part of the housekeeping team and part of the team that kept our suite on the ship in ship-shape order. And she would come in and check on them or sit in the cabin with them. Life was very different then. The world wasn't as goofy as it is today. I would do things very differently were I raising children today. I basically would be the hawk and they would not be out of my eye shot ever. I mean, it's terrible, you know. I grew up exploring and traveling on my bicycle. And if I didn't have a friend to go bicycling with me, I'd go off alone for hours. Today, parents get the Child Protective Services charged if they let their children who are old enough to walk two streets away to a park. Somebody turns them in for poor parenting. But in this crazy world, maybe it is poor parenting. I don't know. But when you take your children on a vacation, one of the things you don't want to do is sit at the pool or the beach, hand them the key to the room, let them go by themselves to the elevator and go up to the room to do whatever it is they want to do. Change their bathing suit, pick up a toy, stay in the room and watch their favorite TV show, whatever it is. You don't know what danger they might be in between where you last see them and the destination you hope they're going to. It's a crazy world out there, people. But I have to tell you, I was delighted when I walked around the cruise ship, which was the first cruise my children were on, not the first cruise I was on. And there was no way anybody was just falling overboard. So I was able to relax more and not worry about their safety. The only place I wanted to be sure I was when they were there was at the pool deck. Because it doesn't take a whole lot for somebody, a little one, to get in trouble by themselves in a water sport area. But I'll tell you a place that drives me mad. You know when you go to the gate at the airport, and in most airports, except the smaller ones and the ones in remote destinations, there's going to be a telescoping hallway that you step into, an aluminum cube, and you walk down the middle of that cube, generally at an inclined downward angle, although sometimes it's just pretty flat until you get close enough to the plane, and then you step into the plane. But you're walking in a makeshift hallway made of aluminum, and you step in the plane. Well, the next time you do that, look left and right of that doorway. There is leather, sometimes rubber, expansion, accordion pleated looking material that's at the end of that hallway, that makeshift hallway. And it gets pulled out on both sides of the doorway and snugged up against the plane. I'm going to say in 90% of the trips I've made down those hallways in different airports with different airlines, different planes, there is a gap big enough for a two-year-old to fall through, maybe a three-year-old, on each side of the doorway entrance to the plane. If you drop something and it rolled over and fell, it would fall. Oh, it's got to be a good 20 feet at least from the floor of that hallway to the tarmac. And in far too many cases, a child could fall through there. It makes me crazy. Because most of the time, as you're getting to that doorway of the plane, there's somebody there with children who needs to be an octopus because two arms are not enough. And at this point, they've pretty much let go of their child's hand because they're collapsing the stroller. They're handing it over to somebody to store as a gate check. You know, they take it from you at the gate, and when you get off, it's waiting for you at the other end because they don't let you take it on the plane. And they've got, you know, all kinds of diaper bags and bundles of stuff and the kids' toys and their own carry-on. And regrettably, the child is not being held. In cases where people were traveling in pairs, you know, mom and dad or whoever the guardians are of this child, one of them will often take that kid's hand. Unless there are older kids they've got to attend to and they're all busy too. Please pay attention if you're traveling with a little one. There are some airlines and airports that do a fabulous job. You couldn't drop a crumb. Most places, big enough to sink a baby. Terrible. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Cocktail control.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, earlier I was talking about, you know, late checkouts and all that kind of thing. And if you get to a hotel early, check to see if your room is available. I can tell you that when we fly to Europe, we often land somewhere between 5 in the morning and 8:30 in the morning. And you've come across an ocean, the Atlantic, and you've missed a night's sleep. Especially when we fly from Boston to Ireland. Jeez Louise, you generally make that in about 5 hours. We've made it in like 4 hours and 40 minutes when there's been a really strong wind behind us. You know, in the planes, they sometimes have a screen on the walls between the dividers, between classes of service, or, you know, between one compartment area and another of the plane. They'll have, and they'll also have it on your personal entertainment screen. You can tune to a map of where you are and, you know, what the temperature is outside, which is usually like 50 degrees below zero, and you're at 35 or 37,000 feet. They'll give you the time when you left and the time it'll be when you arrive at the destination and the velocity, the speed at which you are traveling. Once we were in a plane, 600 miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, that's not unusual. That's fairly normal. One time we were in a plane flying from Boston to Dublin, and we had such a wind behind us that the combination of the power of the engine of the plane and the power of the wind, we were going 800 miles an hour. Can you imagine? The plane was supposed to land. Well, that's another issue. Forget when it was supposed to land. We landed 4 hours and 40 minutes after we took off. I mean, you barely had time to buckle your seatbelt and have dinner on the plane. And you were landing. And the reason I say forget what time you're supposed to land is, do you have a child who lies all the time? As Shelley Berman, the comedian turned actor, you may have remembered him. I don't know if they're running it on cable now, but there was a TV show called Boston Legal. He used to show up on that show, and there was another show that was a lawyer's legal kind of show. he'd show up as the judge. But he was, at heart, a comedian. And he used to say that there is hope for young people who lie because they can find a career publishing airline schedules. Because, as my doctor said to me, the date I give you is not the date the baby will be born. Or is the date the baby will not be born. Well, when it says the plane's going to land at 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock, that's because they've already programmed in fudge time. Just in case there's traffic at the airport and there are delays because of weather, because of too many planes lined up in line to take off. And if they say you're going to land at 2:30 and you land at 2:35, well, that goes against them in the statistics of on-time arrival. So to make sure that they're not accused of being late all the time, they tell you a time that is much later than the time it's really going to take to get to that place, to account for weather conditions or traffic on the runway, or the pilot can't fly anymore today, so they brought somebody else in, and that took time to bring the new pilot or the new crew or whatever. It's funny, you know? So they add in fudge time, and that's why when you land, they will tell you, well, we're landing 20 minutes early. No, you're actually landing 10 minutes late, but whoever published the schedule made sure to account for that. So even when you see things like, you know, XYZ Airline has a 95% on-time arrival schedule, oh, don't believe it. Yeah, it's an on-time arrival schedule based on a kind of fudged-up schedule. Nothing's easy, is it? All I know is, just going back to the Shelley Berman bit, he used to say, I don't want to hear you got me there early. If I'm flying from New York to Los Angeles and you tell me, you know, you're so proud over the loudspeaker in the plane that you're arriving early, you can arrive early if you set it down in Grand Canyon. Don't arrive early. Or just arrive safely. And it's funny that I'll hear people moan and groan and carry on. You know, and that's one of the reasons we don't do call-ins, except from our guests who are invited. I have no sympathy that you wound up in Raleigh Durham Airline and it was and airport and it was foggy and it was 11 o'clock at night and you missed your connection and they were trying to bring in a plane to get you where you had to go. And so you had to sit there and the restaurants were closed. So you were reduced to martinis and popcorn. Yeah. And you were alive and breathing and you got a story to bore people with. Because frankly, nobody cares. Get over it. Unless you are reduced to wishing, hoping, and praying because things are truly out of your control, just be happy that you're living, people, and enjoy it. I'm so happy you are with us today. And I hope you come back next week because we've got a very busy September to share with you. This is Stephanie Abrams. Remember to visit sabrams.com, travelers411.com, and our blogs, our forums, our directory, and get yourself involved in our forums. Click to register so you can write, not just read, what's going on in our interactive site, and come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams. Got to fly now.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.